So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This week, we are joined by my new friends, Morgan and Mike Toda. I am so happy that you guys are here to share your story, share your journey, because it's something really special that we're going to be touching on this morning on the show. You actually created a foundation based on a past experience that you experienced, Morgan, and you, Mike, together and separately, which is something that a lot of mothers may go through that they might not even know yet. So thank you so much both for being here and being willing to share your story.
Thank you for having us.
So let's get right into it. The Weight With You Foundation, you know, when you hear a name like that, you're like, what does that mean? Are we in a waiting room? Are we in line somewhere? What is it? And I think the only way to really find out what it is to hear your own explanation and your own story. So, Morgan, what is the Weight With You Foundation?
So, the Weight With You Foundation is a nonprofit foundation that we started to support high-risk pregnancies for families that are living in a place called antepartum, which most people know what postpartum is, that's after you have a baby, mm-hmm. but antepartum is before you have a baby. So the reason I started it was last spring. I was pregnant with my fourth and I was diagnosed with placenta previa. And so that is a high risk pregnancy. And I was hospitalized for 7 weeks prior to having my son. And then he was born at 33 weeks and 4 days. And then he was in the NICU for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so antepartum is where you go when it's not safe for either you or and or your baby to live. And so you live at the hospital.
Is it like in an isolation quarantine type situation? Is it just a wing? Like, really paint that picture for us, what that's like.
So if you've had a baby, you know that when you go to recover, you go into a room and nurses come in and out and check you frequently. It's similar to that. It's you typically have a roommate. I had 14 different roommates, all high risk. So
got to know a lot of different people.
Yes. Yeah. And you hold the anxiety of your own pregnancy on top of the anxiety of your neighbor. I watched a lot of women go and have their baby, and I was just left hanging out waiting for mine. I also was roommates with people who I had to leave, and they still had to stay pregnant. And that also is really hard because you sympathize with them. Like, right. I got to leave, but you have to stay. Like, so that's...
Yeah. 7 weeks is a long time.
Yes.
Like, where does your mind go in those 7 weeks? And we'll get to Mike here in a second. He comes into the picture, obviously supporting you and your future child. But what is that like? I can't even imagine.
Oh, it was rough. The first 3 weeks was, I cried a lot. Mm-hmm. My kids cried a lot. They just, so we have a 7, 5, and 3-year-old. And
she's like, and I'm going away for a little bit. We'll see you soon. They're like, wait, where's my PB&J? What's going on?
That was awful. They would come every day. And then also the oldest understood, like, you're in a hospital, and typically a hospital means something scary is about to happen. Yeah. So he would just stare at me like,
what's good?
What's going to happen next? Yeah. But yeah, the The unknown is awful. The high-risk pregnancy is horrifying. I mean, everyone there was incredible. The care I got, the high-risk team, the NICU team, the nurses, the staff, like, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just...
They can only make it so fun or, like, enjoyable at that. Like, fun isn't even a great word. But, like, enjoyable. Or,
yeah.
Like... sufferable.
Yeah. And if you've recovered in a hospital, everyone always says, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go home. But you don't get to go home.
Yeah. There's no end in sight.
Right.
Yeah.
The only end is birth.
Which is also terrifying.
That's what I would say to the doctor. I'd be like, that sort of seems like punishment. I mean, it's a great thing. Like,
right.
I was like, please let me stay pregnant as long as possible. But also, too, like, then you got to recover.
Yeah.
And then you have a baby.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot.
Mike, I want to ask you, you know, as someone who was supporting your partner through this time and your three other kids, what was that like for you?
Yeah, it's a challenge. I mean, you're stuck between... like wanting her to come home, which the only way that she's going to come home is if she has the baby. But you need the baby to keep staying in there and growing. Right. Like, you don't have the baby to really, because that's
really vicious for
the baby.
Cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're pulling at both ends where you're like, I just want her to come home. The kids want her to come home, but also we need the baby to stay in there as long as possible. So it's really kind of weird headspace that you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it was a challenge, to manage kind of everything, but as I said before, we were really fortunate to have a lot of support at home, and so I was able to be up at the hospital with her most of the day, every day, and I felt lucky because I was the one that got to go home every night, and she had to stay there, right? So that was also kind of a strange dynamic. I got to go home and put the kids to bed. I got to get them to school in the morning, and then I would go see her, and you know, so for me, it was like, how can I complain? I get to like leave and I get to actually have some life outside of the walls of this hospital. And just trying to support her while I was up there and you know, bring her whatever she needed and trying to just be there, like just physically present with her. Cause a lot of the other women on the unit didn't have that. They couldn't have that due to, like, you know, a number of different circumstances where they couldn't have that support. And so I just tried to be there and I'm sure she got tired of just talking to me all day, but
the roommate pulls the curtain. They're like, we can talk if you want.
We're still here.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
I guess that leads me to my next question of like how we kind of got here with the Wait With You Foundation, because you had 14 different roommates throughout your 7-week stay. At what hospital were you at?
At Strong.
At Strong.
Yeah.
And you obviously met a ton of different women, a number of different stories that you heard and, you know, different backgrounds. And I can only imagine, how did this, you know, experience shape you and ultimately push you into creating and founding the Wait With You Foundation?
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like this conversation came up daily. I would tell Mike, it breaks my heart to see people not have the support that I had. And like, I would feel guilty even if my kids, they came almost every single day. And knowing that someone else's kids couldn't come, like I couldn't imagine being opposite of that and having to watch that the, like the sadness, the jealousy, and just the missing out part. And so I kept saying to Mike, like, how after this can we help?
Yeah.
How can we make this better? And so I initially came up with the idea for Christmas. I was just going to make all, whoever was on antepartum, I was just going to make them a comfort kit, because you can either be in labor and delivery and told that you're going to be staying, or you could just come in unexpectedly with nothing packed and told you're going to be staying.
Yeah. Can I ask you what your situation was?
Yeah.
Like, was this like, oh, I know I'm going to be in there?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, so with placenta previa, like typically your placenta implants like on the top or the sides of your uterus, and like you go on to have a baby and the baby can come out. So my placenta implanted on top of my cervix, and so the baby can't come out. And so what that, it increases risk of like life-threatening bleeds. And so it put me and, his name is Danny, put me and Danny at risk that if I was not able to get to the hospital on time, like something horrible could happen to me or both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a number of high risk pregnancies that are there, like where preeclampsia, placenta previa, your water breaks too early and they're trying to keep you as pregnant as long as possible. You have high risk twins. Like there's so many different reasons you could be there. But yeah, we just wanted to know how we could help. And so then when I made an Amazon wish list and I made a Venmo, and I was like, if anyone wants to help me, like, I would love to give back. And the support was overwhelming.
You know what would be on that wish list as someone who has already gone through it.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, the comfort kits that we create, it has, like, an eye mask because, like, sleeping there is very hard.
A lot of life.
Yes. Like, it has a fleece throw blanket. It has, you know, a worn pair of socks. And then it has, like, a toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, razor, like, anything you might need just to shower.
Sure.
And then also, too, every time our kids came, we had to pack a bag for them. And so I was like, I want to make an activity cart of, like, board games and coloring and stickers and all these things that, like, you could just grab and go make something with them. Whether it's, like, on the unit or in a different part of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was going with the comfort kits. And then since the support was so overwhelming, Mike and I decided to make it a nonprofit.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
So how long has that been up and running?
So we decided, because
obviously this all happened to you, what, last spring, you said?
Yes. So Danny was born May 4th, and then we...
I'm May 5th.
Yeah, happy birthday. So we've officially, like, launched it beginning of December.
Like, yeah, it's been a month, yeah. I think so.
1 month, yeah. Wow. And we're already doing our first radio interview?
That's right.
I love
iconic,
it.
Stunning, truly. Wow. Well,
but it's crazy, too, because I never realized how many people have been on three. It's called three, like, the number is 312, but how many people have been to Annapurna? It's... Like, people are like, oh, yeah, yeah, I stayed there. And I was like, wait, what?
You're like, I didn't even know this place existed.
Are you okay?
Because yeah, exactly.
I'm not.
When you did end up having Danny and he was in the NICU for 2 weeks, were you allowed to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had a C-section with him. I had to have a C-section. And then I was allowed to go home and then come back and see him.
How much of an emotional chess game was that with you being like, I cannot wait to go home, but I'm also leaving without my baby.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, I'm so excited, but also I'm filled with, like, sadness and fear and anxiety.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's the emotions are insane because you want to leave so bad. And then typically, because they're high risk, a lot of these women have babies that go to the NICU. And so now you have to, like, change your mindset of, like, I'm no longer trapped here, but now my baby is here and I need him or her to be okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's, again, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah, I didn't either. Thank you for sharing your story and educating us this morning. So what do you need from, you know, from the community, from community members, from, you know, me? What do you need from us, the people of Rochester, mm-hmm. to, you know, this organization, this foundation has only been up and running for a month. Sounds like it's already leaps and bounds with success when it comes to people actually wanting to be a part of it. How can people be a part of it? And where do we go from there?
Sure. Yeah. So obviously, raising awareness about this issue that a lot of women face, and just making people learn about it, know about it, and know it's possible and it can happen, and know that there's now through this foundation, hopefully some more support out there for these moms that are have these long term hospital stays. So really, we're looking to raise awareness to have people continue to support us through donations, so we can continue to build out the comfort kits and hopefully. Just keep it kind of an ongoing evergreen thing where we just are able to, because antepartum turns over so often. There's just always women moving in and out for different reasons. And so to the extent we can keep kind of providing these kits on an ongoing basis. And then, also as Morgan said, love to would expand and support with some other types of support and other services, whether it's getting a yoga instructor in there, paying other people to go in and provide different services and different support that these moms could really use, because when absent anything else, it's really, they're kind of just on their own. And they don't have, like she said, the nurses and the doctors are amazing. They do all that they can, but there's only so much they can do. And so having some of these other support services, whether it's, mental health counseling, someone to talk to, just a buddy, like, every dollar can help to provide some other support that they otherwise wouldn't get. And so that's kind of our idea at this point.
Yeah. And I also think, like, when you are saying that, I'm thinking to my head, like, there's so many people that are like now retired or, do things in a volunteer aspect of their life where they go and they hold the babies and they do all that stuff. Like, what if there could be, a mom to mom, I'm just going to go in and spend an hour with this mom who's literally been held here for 7 weeks and like bring her lunch or whatever case may be.
For sure.
Because it's not uncommon for people to go into these hospitals and hold the babies and do all the things. So I think we need to take care of the moms first, because with no moms, there's no babies.
It's hard to, like Mike said, it's hard to gauge how many women come in and out, because you could be admitted with the hopes that you're 27 weeks and they want to get you to 35 and then you have a baby at 30. Or you could stay for 3 months or you could stay for 2 days. It just depends on what happens with your pregnancy. But so our average is we started with 20 bags and we averaged the cost to be like 500 for 20 bags. So our dream is that we could get business sponsors to sponsor us a month and then cover the cost of bags. And then anything additional support we have then can be put towards like yoga or mental health, or even if I just like buy the unit lunch for one day, like anything, anything to uplift their spirits, because that's a better prognosis than isolation and being alone.
Absolutely. Morgan, Mike, thank you so much. For you, for your family, for your kids. The Wait With You Foundation is, although fairly new, it's built on such, hope and experience, which I think is really big. I think when people have these ideas of starting a not-for-profit or making a difference, it always stems from a story or an experience. And you're like, I've been in your shoes. I know how it feels. And I want to make sure that you have even an ounce of a better experience than I did. Not that your experience was bad because of the nurses or anything. It's just being isolated is a very anxiety-ridden experience. So thank you both so much for being here. Do you have a website? Do you have a place people can reach out to you? What do we have?
Yes. So we have a Facebook and an Instagram, and on there, there's all the links for, you can donate through Zephy, which is a nonprofit donation site. We have a Venmo and we have an Amazon wish list. And also too, if you have experienced this and want to reach out, I'm happy to post your story, because I posted mine and women have reached out who are on antepartum and just said like, thank you. Like, cause you feel alone. You think that you're just this odd pregnancy, that this has never happened to anyone else, but it's not true. It's just at the time only happening to you. So
absolutely. Mike, Morgan, thank you so much. The Wait With You Foundation, go check it out and do what you can to help propel this to the best and highest of its ability. I'm so excited to see where this goes for both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.